almost perfect. Hello, everyone. It's Dylan from Yu-Gi-Oh! Everything, and welcome back to another episode of Talking Yu-Gi-Oh! Crazy Ace. We're back, baby. We're back, baby. It's been over a month. We are... yes, it should be. We are very, very happy to be back. I hope everybody has been well. I am very, very, very excited to break into Yu-Gi-Oh! Go Rush here. For those of you that might not know, 133 is the most recent episode that aired in Japan. Subs have been released for 128, 129, and 130. Some might be asking, why are we not covering 130 in this? Well, I don't think the next batch of subs are going to come out for a couple more weeks. So that will allow us to really dive deep into 128, which was mostly a recap episode, and 129. And then we are going to watch 130 and do it next week. I want to start. Have any of you guys seen 130?
No.
Okay. I have not either.
No, I'm not.
I have not either.
I decidedly did not watch it when I knew we weren't covering it, so as not to confuse myself.
Exactly. Yeah. Same thing. So none of us have seen 130, and has anybody been spoiled on anything?
No.
No.
Beautiful.
No.
Beautiful. That's what I like to hear, so it should be a fun time. It's crazy because I thought about this. I know episode summaries are out through like episode 136, 137.
Damn.
It's crazy to think, but including those summaries, the whole arc has almost been revealed already.
That's crazy.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah.
I mean, 137 is like episode 10 of the arc, assuming it's a 13-episode arc. That's most of the arc. So, I know.
You said the arc like four times.
Arc. Arc. Meanwhile, we've got 37 days left.
Wow.
I'm kind of getting
like you. I am getting a little nervous.
Yeah.
As it gets closer.
No, me too. I'm getting nervous, but you know what? I'm also getting excited. I think it's going to be a lot of fun. Now,
what's
I do want to... It's December 20th, Friday night.
That's right.
They have here's to put some worries at ease.
Oh.
They have confirmed a Yu-Gi-Oh! Latest information panel.
Okay, good.
At I think it's actually 8 p.m. Eastern time. Normally it's 10 p.m.
Damn.
8 p.m.
Oh,
Eastern
early.
Time.
Start
so
seven.
We might start 6:37. Oh,
wow.
To compromise there, but
rush
we'll
have to work. I guess. Jeez.
Yeah, we'll figure it out. I want to thank everybody who donated or super chatted in the last Crazy Eights episode, which of course was 125 through 127. A huge thank you to Sean Gilbride, Electric Kevin, Ice Aiden, Tyler DeBoer, Colin Cleaves, Nick Schoner, Solid Snack, Elaine, Crystal Colden, Natalie, Space Cowgirl, Delayed on MTA, Angie, and a special thank you to X Slayer and Fwee Weep, who both donated very, very generous amounts last podcast, which of course was an early October. Well, we got a bit to talk about here.
Sure do.
You know,
chew on.
It's been a while. It's funny because
it's been a while
since we've done this podcast. However, we only have two episodes to cover, and one of them really was a recap episode.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, I mean, I guess we could start there. Would anybody like to start?
Well, Dill, how about you welcome this podcast back and start it up for us?
Yeah.
Well said.
Yeah. Actually, incredibly well said. First and foremost,
I
want to thank all of you guys for tuning in and watching. Yeah, so, I mean, the arc starts here. You know, 128 ends up being a recap, which was perfect timing because of the delay in the subbing process.
Mm-hmm.
It let us kind of, like, jump right back in, which was really, really cool. I thought these two episodes were okay. I didn't think they were, you know, I mean, the recap, I'm not even going to criticize the recap. I know there's probably people that'll say, oh, what
Thank
a waste of an episode. But you know what?
Dono.
This was the first and I believe only recap episode of the show.
Yep.
You know what? It's fine. You can do a recap. We still got some interesting things like where are Monobu and company?
Mm-hmm.
Why was there an anti-gravity like ship in that base? Is that ship going to have like any importance? I would imagine that it will.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously it's some sort of like, I would imagine like alien tech, but what is it doing down there? What was its purpose? And that's one of those things. If they never go back to it, it'll certainly be an unanswered question.
Cause
it would feel way too random, especially when you could just have them running through a generic tunnel away from the drones,
right?
But having this like anti-gravity and swimming, you know, it was interesting. I feel like there's gotta be something deeper there.
The fact that their whole job was to clean it, like they were
right the outside of it.
Yeah, like so it has to have some significance because why would they be doing that in the or made to do that in the first place?
Yeah, I agree. I think it's got to have something to do with Yuna and whatever she's plotting. That's what I believe. And of course, we see her at the end of this episode with a card. Now, I do know what that card is.
Oh, you do.
I do.
because there was a user, JBix, who took that card and kind of like put a Photoshop filter on it where you could see what the card is.
Yeah.
And then I actually did the same thing myself right after I was done with the watch along, and I got the same result. So I know what the card is. We'll talk about the card in a little bit, and you know, the implications are pretty straightforward there, which is really fun.
Oh,
129, very typical protagonist win against a character that I really don't care about at all. Yeah. And I would not care about if we never saw this side of the family again.
Damn.
To be totally honest with you.
Wow.
Harsh, but you know, I'm just being honest. And yeah, UDS, it was a good win. We'll see if maybe this whole Nana Hoshi thing is gonna have some payoff. Hopefully it does. But it feels like next week, with the preview being Asaka versus Zion, which is very exciting.
Yes.
It seems like next week is when we are going to get to, you know, more important characters dueling. And that's not to say Udius is not an important character. He's arguably the most important character in the show, but two you need two to tango. Mm-hmm. And you know, Udius dueling, to me, an irrelevant character, kind of brings down the episode overall. Next week, and then I think beyond, we are going to get more importance with the characters. Mm-hmm. It was a great episode for Udius, by the way. I don't want to take anything away from him there. An obvious win, but a win he needed to have at the same time.
Yeah.
Coming off the loss to Yuga Otis. I'm very excited to see where we go. I feel like these two episodes were, you know, set the table, but like, you know, we I know it's early, but we're also at the end of the show. So I hope we get going, and I think we will get going next week and beyond.
Yeah.
So those are kind of my thoughts. And of course, we'll, you know, get into the intricacies. But generally speaking, that's how I feel. Caliber, I'll throw it to you.
Yeah, so like you said, the first
Thank
episode being a recap,
for
I won't touch on it too much. You know, it was a little good reminder and refresher of what was going on. The end, again, was a little, you know, a little interesting how they basically are like, there's got to be like a trap door when they're scrubbing, and then boom, they go through that wall. And like you said, it's that anti-gravity tunnel or ship or whatever it is down there. So that's there for a reason. We may not figure it out right away. So like you said, could be an unanswered question, but I think they're going to kind of reveal whatever that's being used for. And then as for the 129, I mean, my girl Ron Ron's fully back into relevancy here.
Yeah.
So,
do you think she's more relevant than you, Amusil?
Right now, no.
Right now.
Right now, no.
Okay.
No. At one time she was. Okay. Now she's not.
Okay.
But yeah, I mean, the one part that you said that I was thinking of was this was a really good episode for Udius.
Yeah.
Even though it's a win against someone who you have to assume isn't going to be a super major factor for the rest of the show, I feel like the idea of Udius was kind of portrayed in this duel, like accepting people of all kinds from all walks of life. That's his purpose. That is Udius Belgier. Like the way that they said that, like that's not just a throw in. Like
yeah.
They're really kind of showing what he's truly all about. Like, he's here to bring people together, even though he's a soldier. Like, the irony behind it is he was built to fight for his entire life, and now he's trying to bring everyone together and bring peace. So it's kind of like the opposite side of the coin to what his purpose was when he was made, right? So I think the episode in that regard, you know, it was good. It, like you said, a little bit of a table setter. I think it helps change the scene from where we were.
Yeah.
So I do think that it helps in that regard. But yeah, there's some questions. So not the best, not the worst. But it, honestly, just good to watch a couple episodes.
It felt good to
get back
yes.
into the mojo.
Yes,
yeah.
Absolutely.
So I think that could be bringing it up for me a little bit, honestly.
Right, right.
But I enjoyed it. I enjoyed watching
Yeah,
it,
so. The other thing I'll say about 129, I do like when the dueling action portrays the message of the episode outside of the duel.
Yes, yep.
And I felt this episode did that as well as any with the strategies that were implemented. Mm-hmm. You know.
Oh yeah, with like your allies betraying.
Yeah, right.
You.
The galaxy becoming the insect type, but then Udius using that to his advantage to show that, like, hey, I'm willing to reach out to the other side of the aisle and, you know, get something done there. Mm-hmm. Nick T, your thoughts on these two episodes.
Keeping in mind, I think, the recap was the recap. But with that being said, like, I think there are a couple points about it, like, and there's something to be said about only having one recap and like
over 100 episodes.
Yes.
I think that's really been an impressive feat on Bridges' front. As well as, honestly, at this point, the past two arcs, not I wouldn't say convoluted, but have had so much going on that it's kind of hard to keep a lot of details about it straight. So it was a pretty pleasant reminder, honestly, about some of these things. Like, oh, that's right. The team was trying to create Monster Reborn in the first place, and Yuga revolted to stop them.
Right.
For a reason. And that set the rest of it in motion. So, like, it was interesting to kind of be reminded of that, that he didn't want this card to be brought back at all. So I will say that, and I think, you know, the other the elements outside of the recap aspects were kind of interesting. This sort of anti-gravity tunnel thing, and then them being assumingly miles from...
In the middle of nowhere,
yeah,
it feels
it's like.
Yeah,
literally in the middle of nowhere. Like, where? Where in the world are they? So I think that raises a pretty interesting question. As for 129...
Yes.
I mean, there are some highlights. I think, you know, good guy, Udius. I really like you guys said, the way the duel kind of... What's happening in the duel plays out as, like, what's happening in real life. The sort of unification and using, you know, the... using the strength, you know, of your... I don't know how to word it exactly, but
yeah.
You know, kind of flipping the script on Tenten was her name.
Tenten.
You know, sort of like using that as a strength, and him winning as a result. Otherwise, kind of a momentum killer. I don't expect, you know, the show. We obviously just finished a pretty intense arc. I don't expect it to be like action, 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 action. But after the recap, which is, you know, that is what it is, the first episode of the arc. Kind of just dropped us off in a pretty, like, place.
Yeah, they showed Yuhi now that he's Otis having a lot more awareness, right? Yeah. Having a lot more of kind of a dial on what's going on, spotting Tenten and calling her out by throwing the sword. That was actually a pretty dope
really
scene.
Sick, actually, yeah. That part was cool.
Yeah. I would have liked to... I know, you know, it's tough to say it now because, like, I know we're going to get to it, but I, you know, I would have liked to see, I think, a little more of the immediate impact of the end of the last arc.
Right.
With Yuhi and Yuumu. And I know the counter to that is, well, we're two episodes in. And it's a fair counter, especially because one was a recap. Right. But I'm waiting for that.
Yeah. And I just think, like, it sort of serves as a reminder, though, to me that this trend that we were in that I kind of forgot about, that, like, you know, the arc builds up and up and up and up, and the arc has this thing, and then it just drops, like, a flat line drops, and then you have to build back up. And I don't know if I you know, it kind of brings up the conversation again about, you know, X amount of episode arcs where we have this contained story, it builds, it drops off, it starts again.
It's like a roller coaster. Like,
yeah. I would have liked, I think, maybe us a longer rise, longer fall. You know, I think we had the climax and then it just drops immediately, and that was, like, you know, now I'm like wanting a lot more than what we got.
Yeah, yeah.
In terms of 129, not in terms of before that.
That's
where I was kind of. I was like, oh, the episode was decent. Like, that was it to me.
Yeah,
I'm excited for things to build from there. It was just,
Yeah. Very well said. Dredge, your thoughts on these two episodes, 28, 29?
I mean, 128, again, recap, I mean, as we've all probably said, but it was kind of almost overdue. I think Pete said, and you said it, Dilly, it was almost, I appreciated in a sense of, we hadn't watched this show in so long, I almost needed that. I'm like, wait, what was it like? Just because, like, there's little fine things that you forget, right? So I did like it from that aspect, but again, it was a recap. It is exactly what it is. We got to talk about that card that Yuna saw, that's going to be important. 129 was interesting for me. I'm not as big a fan of as Udius being super nice all the time. In this case, it worked out really well. I thought seeing the good in Tenten is what, you know, obviously, oh, wow, this person is not just seeing us as, like, you know, the other branch, which everyone else kind of clearly sees them, not especially Ron sees them as, like, these the other side, and they're the problem. So for that aspect, what Udius did was good, but the Udius being nice all the time, that's not my... I'm not a fan of that. I never... And him being almost clueless, like, they want to pour him a drink with a bug in it. I'll take a drink. Like, that stuff, like, I don't know.
Yeah, I think he just sees the good in people, you know? Maybe to a fault.
To a fault.
Wait, Maybe to a fault? Definitely to a fault. And that's, for me, that's unrealistic. Now, I can see why people...
Remember all that?
That's his best friend.
He's not a human. It's unrealistic for us, and it is unrealistic for human beings. And I agree with you there, but for someone that has gone through what he's gone through, and for someone that is not of this world...
To still be that way, that's great.
It's beautiful.
I think he's just clueless. I think that's, you know... Yeah, I think
maybe.
That's what it is. But, I mean, so for that aspect, I'm just not a fan of that. But that being said, again, decent episode. I like the dueling in this episode is interesting. You know, it's only a four-turn duel, but still the intricacies of the insects and how they kind of lock down the inability to be destroyed until, you know, obviously Galactic Oblivion got turned into an insect and then the effects and stuff. But that was cool. Yeah, but you said it best. UDS should win that duel. There's no reason UDS doesn't win that duel. And Nick, you made a comment, and I actually disagree with you, other than the fact that we had the recap. You said, I'm okay with it. Well, I mean, you made a good point about the arcs and how, like, I want, like, lowers and high. But you said, oh, I know it's the beginning of the arc, and, like, we can go – we don't have time to go slow.
Oh, no, yeah.
Like, I'm saying at this point in the show, we have – realistically, from this episode on, we have approximately 23, 24 episodes left in the entire show.
Well,
right?
After this arc, we only have one more.
Yeah, so, like, but you said even like this arc can be slow.
I don't want any arcs. I think he meant
that it's going to be slow because that's how the arcs have been.
Yeah,
like it goes up and then it goes down.
I would be disappointed in that. I mean, you don't have a lot of time left. You know, you want to figure out the Yuhioda stuff. You know, Yuna looks like she's on some kind of mission. This arc is Yuna the villain, and we're saving the final bit. There's a lot that still needs to be decided. I'm nervous. I'm more nervous after watching. Again, I understand we hadn't had a recap, so I'm not mad about it. But I'm still after seeing these two episodes and now seeing us almost bless you, open so many more doors as to what could happen, especially with that. What's the tunnel? Is it a ship? Where are they? Now we have Nanahoshi on our. We have the other Ron branch or what are they called? Are they the Nanahoshis technically?
They are Nanahoshis.
The Nanahoshis on
family.
Our team. Yeah. Now are they going to be important? I hope Dylan hopes they're not. I mean, I think they're actually going to play a role in this arc. I think they are. That why else would you get them as your team? You know,
I think they'll play a minor role. Yes.
Yeah, I mean they'll be involved in something. yeah, I know he always got to do that. But yeah, I'm concerned about where I'm excited, but I'm concerned at the same time.
That's fair.
Yeah.
I mean, you can't deny that there are a lot of moving pieces right now. You have the Otis mystery, and that mystery you can break down into 5,000 different routes. You have now what's going to happen with Yuumu. What is Go Ayuna planning? She's clearly planning something on her own accord. And then you still have, like, well, all these Valgirians are still dead.
Yes.
Like, how are we going to revive them? What about the Darkmen? To revive the Valgirians, we got to kill the Darkmen. There are, and then Yuga.
Monster Reborn come back. Yuga.
And then, of course, Yuga. And then, of course, how did Sevens end, right, with this mystery character? Do we answer that?
You got 24 episodes. Yeah. If one,
it's enough time. I do think it's enough time.
If there's not a lot of these downward slow parts, yes. If they do downward slow parts, I do not believe there's enough time, unless you're going to rush episodes, and I don't want that either. I don't want, like, to have... You know, us have three slows, then one episode that's like, oh my God, my brain's going to explode.
Yep.
I don't want that either, right? Well, I don't think we want that. I think we're going to get it.
Famous for that, yeah.
Yeah, we are. Yeah. We're going to get it. So.
You guys did bring up something that actually came to mind while watching this last episode, though. Like, speaking of Yuga, we're like, you know, it's always been a conversation like, oh, did he make it back to his time? And we're all like, we all obviously were convinced, no, not everybody was. But, like, it's all but confirmed now at this point because they brought it up. And who was it? It was like... I don't
That recap episode, who were the two characters they focused on the most? Yuga and Yuna, right? And I thought those were very deliberate and interesting choices to focus on the two of them. And I think that's something that might get overlooked in the recaps. Mm-hmm. It's not like the recaps, you know, a normal recap would like recap kind of quickly all the events of what happened in the arc. The recap really heavily focused on Yuga's story and Yuna's story. That to me is very interesting, and that to me is very telling that these two characters are going to be massively important moving forward in the story, especially now that we know Yuna has some sort of thing going on. Mm-hmm. Pete, I'm going to throw it to you, man. I mean, what were your thoughts on 128 and 129, just generally speaking?
Generally speaking. Yeah, good to be back. Yes, to reiterate, but not reiterate. I will say in the recap, not only I appreciated obviously the timing of real life situations of just us not watching in a while, but actually one of the more interesting for me personally recap episodes because the setting of it, where they are, these little nuggets we're getting, I'm like, okay, like this isn't us you know, making curry or like hanging out. Like, we're in prison. Like, yep. What's going on here? What is this pipeline? Was that the Poly effect that just happened? Mm-hmm. Like, there was a few things that I was like, okay, I'm kind of into this. The anti-grav, they come out. They're like, where the hell are we? I don't recognize any of these places. That's fascinating. To skip ahead to 129, I thought this was a solid episode. I disagree with you that okay. I actually like the Nanahoshi gang.
Okay.
And I like them. I like them in Sevens, and I like them here. I think they provide this unique element to Rush where they're chaotic.
They are.
Right?
I mean, they are.
And I like not knowing where they stand. And I think that moment we got with Ron at the end where she wouldn't shake Ten-Ten's hand is like, these people are going to betray us. That's
yeah.
how I took it.
That's like, how
they
took it
are
as well.
100% going to switch back. We're 99% chance they're going to switch back to Goa Yuna and Otis and that group.
Yeah.
I like that wild card, and that's something. And there's just something about, I don't know, the ninja aspect and the way they operate that, like, and the secrecy of it that I do enjoy watching them. Now, was the duel like this amazing blow away duel? No, but I thought, as you guys touched on, it had some really unique kind of tricks to it, and I do like the back and forth of kind of, oh, you handicapped me with your, you know, card type. Now I'm going to use it against you. I am sometimes a sucker for OTKs.
Like, yes. So, and it was an OTK.
So I do like things like that. I thought some of the other little moments, as I feel like I'm the ambassador of this sometimes on this podcast, is like, I like focusing on the tiny little moments. Mm-hmm. And okay. I think you touched on, you know, Yuhi Otis over there, where he is more perceptive. But Yumu makes this comment where, like, he's just about dueling now. Mm-hmm. And the way that she's not... She's playing two parts. She's partly, and I think it's if you're looking into it and you know the character, as we all do, as everyone watching is, there's some panic in her below the surface.
Yeah.
You can tell she's nervous of how this went. Her brother got sucked up into this. It's supposed to be her role. There is some nervousness. But it's overlaid by she has this guiding principle of this is how it's supposed to work.
Yeah.
Her faith in that is the only thing keeping her on an even keel kind of path right now.
Yeah.
So I think that little bubbling below the surface is going to pay dividends, I think, at some point in this.
I hope.
Which I really do like. And I'm okay with that waiting a few episodes. I know some people were upset that we didn't have kind of the immediate impact of what happened in 127.
Yep.
I'm okay with letting that kind of build because we had to get back to some of these moments of, all right, we got a little bit of the Yuhi Otis stuff and Goa Yuna. Now let's swing over to the group of people who's left. And I thought some of the little comments that were made by kind of the whatever's left of UTS, I guess at this point, of the only people that can tell UTS kind of no and sway his opinion are Yuhi and Yuumu. They're
yeah.
both gone.
Yeah.
This is the UTS show now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and it is.
He's going off
and
the deep
end.
And
I agree with Calibro that, like, that was in 129. That exemplifies what UTS is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like, that is him. Does it mean, I'll agree with Dredge in this regard, does it mean it's the right path? I don't think so.
No.
But that is, for better or worse, that is who he is as a
sticks
character.
Sticks to it. Definitely sticks to what he is.
Yeah, yeah, and as a leader. And I think this group, through the rest of this arc, maybe not in a great way, is going to be guided by that.
Yeah.
He's had these supporting twin pillars, for, you know, kind of a pun there, through the entirety of the show. And now seeing him for the first time really on his own is just him in this leadership role, I think, is a really unique thing that I'm looking forward to seeing. So kind of touching on all three of our main characters there, those little moments outside of the duel and outside of the recap, I really caught my attention in these couple episodes.
Yeah, no, I think it's really well said. I think my only fear, and I think it's totally fine to feel that way, wanting, like, being okay with, you know, letting it cook a little bit before we get to the Yuumu stuff. My only fear is that we are, like, running out of time.
Yeah.
Now, I do think there is enough time, regardless, assuming there's another 24 episodes, to, you know, cover all of that. But there is a lot. There's also expanding plot lines now with the whole Goa Yuna stuff, which I don't mind. I just am always, I guess I'm always a little, like, fearful with what happened with Arc 5, what happened with Vrains, where those final seasons and stuff were clearly very, very rushed.
Yep.
And I think I have a little bit of PTSD from those two shows. And even Otis and Sevens, yeah. You could argue, too.
I think I'm going to play the rare role on this podcast, and I'm going to be the positive one here.
Yeah.
Oh. I think this is going to work out.
Okay.
And
I hope.
And
I hope.
Have faith that,
yeah. Positive
that Bridge is not going to burn us again, that they are going to figure out how this goes. All these storylines are going to tie in together. And we got, 23, 24 episodes to do it?
We do.
It's
totally enough time. I fully agree with that. I agree with that.
And as long as they don't expand the story too much more, I like one of the things I wanted, right? I wanted Zion back in the story. He's back next episode, right?
So that's great.
I feel like these, and he's drinking champagne, which is probably apple juice.
It goes hard.
Sparkling apple cider, bro.
It's alcohol.
That still went hard.
I mean, he's an alien, so technically he could get away with it. I'm very excited, actually, for where this is going to go.
Yeah.
I think there is, of course they could screw it up, but like
I'm very excited too.
There's a perfect runway here where I'm like, I think they're going to stick this landing.
Yeah.
I really do.
And they need to. And I think
they
will.
They really need to.
And
I will roast them if they carry this on. I'm
a naturally very optimistic person. I am deep down of the belief that it is going to work out. I just have the trepidations.
I'm
funny.
I'm trying to settle your
fears. I appreciate that. It's funny because before Yu-Gi-Oh! Arc 5, I remember.
You never had to worry.
Yeah, right. While I was commentating about Yu-Gi-Oh! Arc 5, I would always say, this is when I started the Yu-Gi-Oh! Everything channel. I always say, guys, we don't need to worry about the ending of this show. The ending of Arc 5 is going to end up being very, very good because Yu-Gi-Oh! Always gets their endings right. GX
Jinx.
Season 4, I thought was great.
Yes.
5Ds, Neo-War Cradle, incredible. Good, and then the Zexal Baryon Onslaught, incredible. Yeah. And then even Duel Monsters, right, with the Ceremonial Duel Millennium World, maybe not as strong. But
I mean, it's still strong.
Only because it was changed a little bit.
Not a lot
from
of
the manga,
well,
yeah.
That and the fact that you go if it was more normal for that to have happened before, to have no duels. Like again, the whole show was duels, and then your last arc arguably had no dueling.
Yeah,
that was my. But the idea behind it was very good. I thought
the execution was
good.
And there were story elements though that didn't make the anime as well that I think would have helped the anime. But
probably, also
Takahashi got very sick while writing that in the manga, so there were a lot of understandable reasons what was going on with that. I still thought it was good overall, but GX, 5Ds, Zexal all ended incredibly, and then. Arc 5, and then, Vrain's, listen, it doesn't get the same slack that Arc 5 gets.
It was rocky, though.
But the reason Vrain's gets saved is because of those final three duels. Soulburner Robopi was great. Yeah. Soulburner Revolver was magnificent. Playmaker I was magnificent.
Yeah.
But if you pull down the blinds there besides those three duels.
That final arc was a little rocky.
It was 17 episodes. People are getting killed in one off.
We just brought back Emma. Oh, dead again. We just brought back Owie.
And also
Owie.
A lot of off-screen moments.
Spectre knocked out off-screen.
Oh, yeah,
the Spectre one's almost unforgivable.
Yeah, I totally agree. So, and then Sevens, while I say, the moment between Luke and Yuga were great, I think all in all, that final arc of them losing their memories and, Luke... helping
those
Roman.
Those final few episodes, I love those.
Were very, very good. The only element of Sevens where the ending we kind of criticize, rightfully so, is the Otis stuff. Yeah. Because
if the COVID didn't ruin it and they had one more arc, I think we would have been fine.
Yeah, maybe.
Because then you introduce Otis, that whole moment with Gohei Yuga, and then now you have a whole arc to really build that. They really got screwed.
But you know what? I got to be honest. You could look at it from the other perspective and you could say, well, Dylan, what if they withheld the Otis stuff to reveal it in this show, and if it all works out that way, we're gonna look at the Sevens ending, I think, a lot more positively.
Yeah,
because I don't think 100%. We're gonna view that as a negative. It's like, well, you know what? They did that because the huge reveal in Go Rush made it worth
it.
But it's
got
to be
going.
Good. It's got to be really good for that to be the case. Good.
I still don't think it'll fully make up for it for me because you're forcing people to watch 250.
It's a valid take.
240 episodes to find it out.
It's not unreasonable. Well,
you meet Otis in episode one of Yu-Gi-Oh! Sevens.
Correct.
If I don't find out till episode 152, 51 of a second TV show. Let's be honest. I'm not saying it ruins the ending.
I get
270 episodes. Like, that's crazy.
So are you saying you'd rather not find out about Otis?
No. Here's the thing.
That's not what he said.
No.
You absolutely need to find out. If it's and I said it's a joke, but it's a truth. If Yu-Gi-Oh! 9 is something like it says.
It's
Otis.
The end
the
of
story
Yu-Gi-Oh!
Of
I mean, we can say it. It's the end of Yu-Gi-Oh!
Don't say it.
It's not the end of Yu-Gi-Oh!
The only people that that can watch that show then are people that watched Sevens and Go Rush and are still interested in Otis.
It's not even that.
It'd be over.
I'm not going to be here for a couple months because I got to process.
It'd be over. I don't think anybody will be in chat doing these podcasts.
I would be very angry.
Oh, my God.
I would be
They're not going to do it.
I would be cooking.
It's a funny meme. We don't have to worry about it.
We don't have to worry about it. But that's my thing is like even... Even when Otis is figured out, it was a very long time. You're forced people to watch two shows. It's got to be it has to be great. And again, I have faith in Bridge to a point that they're gonna pull this off. But the back of my mind, it's still gonna be like, well, Sevens really doesn't have a concrete ending. It doesn't, right? You could argue Yu-Gi-Oh! Sevens
unless Go Rush shows something.
Yeah, it can. But even then, that's still it's like that'd be like if
it ended
does Brains have a concrete ending with because with that last scene no, you see?
I actually would say it doesn't, and that is something I was going to say that aggravates me even with Gallup, right? Like the way Brains ended, I understand. Yes, canonically, there's the Duel Links thing now.
He's gonna go with the Duel Links.
I'm gonna speak for the average fan that does not play Duel Links, right? Just watch the anime. I don't care. Yeah. I don't care. Give me the This is exactly what people...
You don't play
and this is, they'll sound like a weird transition, but it means something. This is exactly what people complain about with Marvel.
Yeah. Or Star Wars. I have to watch all these shows.
I should not have to watch a million shows to know what's going on in the movies.
Yeah.
No, that is bad narrative. That is not how that works.
I agree.
And I should not have to play Duel Links to go, oh, what happened to I? BS. Don't leave us on that cliffhanger and do that. And he's revived.
Yep.
And then in my mind, I don't give a crap what happened with Duel Links. There's not an answer to what happened.
Yeah.
Not enough for me as an anime fan to be like, oh, canonically, this is what happened.
You're right.
Well, that's fine. Some video game, I don't care what anybody says. Is not enough canon for me.
And nobody has ever, to your point, nobody has ever came out and said that the Duel Links storyline is canon to Yu-Gi-Oh! Brains.
I know, but
so you're right.
A lot of people do,
including myself.
Headcanon.
Sure.
I think it's a lot of headcanon.
Sure. Well, it is an alternate universe, you could say. I mean, it is official data and material from that team. But yeah, it's not from the team that wrote Yu-Gi-Oh! Brains.
Yeah.
I don't think the Duel Links people called up Shin Yoshida. Hey, can you help us write the beginning of this Vrains World storyline?
I don't care what he would say.
Well, yeah, we have to keep him in a closet with no writing utensils. Yeah. I mean, and he is a friend.
Hey,
and
you say this all the time.
No, it breaks my heart to say that about him because he's a friend. We just got dinner.
Well, we actually might have him on for Jump Fest.
That would be pretty crazy.
But I did hear there was a rumor he might be.
If this channel is at like Kai Cenat's level, I really think Shin Yoshida would. Yes.
They were playing basketball yesterday.
I'm aware. I really do think there's a chance Shin Yoshida would walk in.
Who was he playing basketball with?
It was just his friends.
Like,
what I dreamed of us doing for a tennis match, but they're doing it in a basketball
court. Did you see what who he called like the other day on his stream,
too?
Well,
I saw he had CJ, voice actor.
The voice actor from GTA San Andreas.
Oh, that goes unbelievably
hard. And he did the famous line.
When you break the...
Oh, shit. Here we go again.
When you break the Twitch sub record, you can do whatever the hell you want.
Yeah, he broke it in 11 days,
yeah,
I think?
Yeah,
that's
yeah.
crazy.
Yeah, but so basically, to get out, the whole rant was about Otis. It's just like, the ending of Sevens does rely a lot on what happens with Otis, but still, I think it's for your average viewer. If you told them, oh, you meet Otis episode one, watch 270 episodes, to find out what happens. They're gonna be very hesitant.
That's
like me trying to say, I want to watch Naruto, and I go, how many episodes am I gonna watch of Naruto? To find out if he comes with the Hokage?
But
some
people claim it's one of the best,
but most people will tell you there's a crap ton of filler
like
in there.
Oh, there's like a condensed. There's like a list where you're like, okay, here's the episode you can watch.
So that,
there's like multiple arcs that just don't exist.
Again, that's why my nervousness is here of just like, how are we gonna do this? There's only 24 episodes, and again, you know, Pete and Dill have confidence. I think I'm actually probably the lowest confidence one out of the five of us now.
You haven't heard
their fire. I mean, given what they've done.
I just, especially because how Sevens left in a cliffhanger, arguably, right? Yeah. So what are we going to do another cliffhanger? Because, it's going to be a trilogy.
And you might not be here for a couple months.
Oh, I'm scared.
I'll be happy Yu-Gi-Oh! Is back and we said this.
I'd be very happy.
Otis's goddamn face, I'll say it right now. We're Jump Fest.
I'm leaving. I'm going home. I'm out. I'm just going home.
Sure.
The great shorts that you're going to be able to make out of that 5 minute clip of everybody's reactions is going to be insane.
Millions.
Well, let me say this. I do think there is a decent likelihood that Yu-Gi-Oh! 9 is going to be in this universe. I think there's a decent likelihood.
Yeah, no, I'm not arguing that.
But I just want to clarify, that's different than Otis being yes. a okay.
Yeah,
so
right.
different.
You're right.
It is
you're
so
right.
different.
But well, I just wanted to clarify that.
I just have that fear. I'm going to see. It's going to be.
No, well, there's a chance Otis will be involved.
Everyone's behind us. The five of us are sitting here.
Sure.
Watching that monitor. And all of a sudden, some comes up, and I just see Aura's face drop because in Japanese, it says Yu-Gi-Oh! 9. The story of Otis. And
well,
I will lose my mind.
Well, can I say? Can
way.
I say? Can
you
I say,
say whatever you want. Story. I'm good. Nah, yeah.
3 years ago, in November 23rd, we got the copyright trademark Yu-Gi-Oh! Go Rush.
I remember
and
that.
So maybe in November 23rd, we got the copyright trademark Yu-Gi-Oh! The no, story of Otis. I mean, it'd be brutal.
I don't know if I'll make it the rest of this podcast.
What is Yu-Gi-Oh! The Otis verse? Could you imagine?
I can't say what I would do. It legally.
Okay, all right.
That's crazy.
All right.
I want to talk about Go Ayuna's big plan, gentlemen.
Yes, because you have you're doing some 3D
you
rendering,
got some insider information,
you know, Photoshop
there,
imaging.
You got it for us?
Correct. Well, I have it up here.
Put all it on. Right. Put, all right, put the filter on. Put the filter on.
Okay, I don't know
the professor. Well,
where's the big
get
red arrow?
Line.
I need a big red arrow, otherwise I don't understand it.
I agree. I agree. And circle it too.
What? And I have a picture superimposed of you next to going.
Yeah,
yes.
I need all of that.
I need you a thumbnail.
Wait, I think
for
I.
Me.
What's the name of this card? I think it's the card.
Ah,
it's going to be a very generic card, isn't it?
Ah,
something.
I
want to
say it's. I think it's.
Ah, Dill, these presets aren't.
Yeah, I don't know how to do it. Anyway, I know what card this is.
I think I know. I've pulled up my computer, but it's just like a shot in the dark guess.
Which one are you guessing?
Well, here, just for show my mom. Shit, wait, just look.
Yeah, that's it.
That is it.
That's what I thought.
Yeah.
Look at this guy.
So, I mean, again, this is the Speed Duel version, but I'm 100% sure.
Where's the JBix image? Are you going to show us the superimposed image?
Yeah, I couldn't find the one that he made. So, unfortunately.
You tried to adjust, like, the brightness and contrast.
Yeah, I tried to, but.
It's all right.
On Streamlabs, the filters are preset.
I do think it's going to have a different. The effect, the wording of the effect is going to be slightly different, I think. I don't know if it's...
Well, no. I'll tell you what. I think this is going to have an effect similar to Monster Reborn,
yeah, that's
where it has
a
real-world effect.
Yeah, yeah.
I think, you know, you want to talk about the craziness of this show and the time-traveling element. I think she's going to try to time-travel.
Go see him forward?
Yes.
I don't know.
Yuga.
I don't know what's going to happen to her.
Hey, if a woman is willing to time travel for you,
yeah, hey,
lock
hey,
it down.
Hey,
it's
lock
it down.
GGs.
Hey, okay, crazy theory though. It's Goha Yuna who's coming down in the ship to see Yuga, and that's Yu-Gi-Oh! 9.
Stop it. Whoa, because Yuga's the cat. Stop.
It's Yuna's story.
I mean, Yuna could be the one in the
stop.
Ship,
right? I mean,
not,
I don't
it's
know.
Not Yuna, stop.
And then it's Goha Yuna as the pro tag.
You know,
well,
it's,
no, I
yeah.
Well, that now you took it too
yeah,
far.
Yeah, you
it's
lost
Yuna's
me
show, bro. Yeah.
What do you guys make of it?
That,
I mean,
that's what I make
I mean,
of it.
I think,
okay.
I think just by the title of the card, it's pretty straightforward. Of
it is pretty straightforward. Yeah,
we're
I
traveling
agree.
In time.
I don't know how. I don't know how we're going to pull it off. I'm excited.
It makes me nervous because time travel is a pretty
yeah.
big a pretty big.
We're already
effed.
Yeah. I mean, we're already effed. The story is.
Yeah, because technically speaking, Yuga's in this and Yuga created Rush when he wasn't supposed to.
Right.
So, yeah, I mean. It's,
oh, yeah, no. Paradoxically.
We've already stepped on a bunch of butterflies.
Yeah,
no, yeah.
It's already a paradox at this point. No, what I mean is that time travel is quite a large concept.
With 24 episodes left?
For 24 episodes left.
Oh, wait, look, we're adding crazier
stuff.
It's
like, oh, that's great. Let's go into the future.
Well,
for
Seven did it on the final episode.
Yeah, no. So what I'm saying is it will
exactly.
lead into. And
you're not helping your case, bro.
No.
You're not helping.
A third show.
No.
Go Rush 2.
Oh man.
What are what do you think, Pete? What do you make of it? I mean, it's pretty literal,
I think, right?
I mean,
now obviously, I'm not going to pretend I don't have the knowledge, you guys. I would have never ever known what that was.
No.
So I'm never going to pretend that. However, now seeing the actual card, if that's 99% what it is,
yeah.
It's pretty literal. And I think right. it was a specific intention to three times show a cut from the card back to her eyes and kept zooming in and kind of have that little glaze over almost as like, you know, when you kind of about to cry and you have that emotion
yep.
where the water just flashes through your pupils.
Yeah.
That's exactly what that was. Yeah, she's going to do something. It's not going to be good. It's not also what Yuhi Otis is trying to do or Yumu's plan. She's going off the reservation a little bit. So that throws a curveball into this, and then I just wonder where kind of all the pieces land after this.
Can I paint an insane picture for you?
Of course.
Insane
we're about.
Picture?
Paint it, Picasso.
She hops in this machine.
Okay.
And we see her leave the machine. She immediately starts falling. And then somebody, you know, zooms by and like and grabs her arm to like save her.
No, no, no.
It pans up.
No, no.
It's Soul Burner.
No, 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 no. I knew he was going to
Vrains. Soul Burner riding.
I knew it was Vrains.
Could you imagine?
No.
She teleports into the Vrains.
No.
Into the Vrains.
Stop. Just stop.
I mean, we don't know.
Hey, I like it. This is all because you want me to get a flame tattoo.
Well, you really want a flame tattoo.
I mean, but you have to admit that'd be crazy.
It would be crazy.
Yeah.
Yes, yes. If your
it
question
would be
is,
interesting.
Would it be crazy? The answer is yes.
And then they
so
announced
it.
The Duel Links movie after
and then
that.
I think that in leads that into the 1 minute segment that showed why you're a commentator on the show and never a writer.
Ah,
right there.
Well, they. I applied to be a writer. I reached out to some people.
I would thoroughly reject you.
Well, I didn't get a response.
That is why.
Well, see, I wouldn't have rejected you. You would have been the perfect example of what not to do. So they should listen to what you say to go the other way.
Yeah, that's true.
I really thought that you were going to have like a legit thing that we just went right off the rails.
No, but I will be honest with you. I could see her using this time machine and then that being like a cliffhanger where she went, what happened
Stop.
To her.
Stop.
I really,
I'm telling you right now.
And then
I really,
it cuts to the scene
of
Yuga
right
coming
now.
Down in the ship.
Any, if anyone from Bridge is watching this, you're not doing this to me again.
Yeah,
you are giving
Do
me
it.
A
shows,
definitive
Do
ending
it.
To characters.
Do it now.
You're doing it. Good. Like that's what's happening. Mm-hmm. We're not doing this again.
Well, they might say, you're right. We will give you a definitive ending.
In 400 years in the future, and now we're going to go ahead of Sevens instead of behind.
You're not.
I know.
That's something that did cross
no.
my mind, that she goes, she messes up
no.
too far, yeah.
I could certainly see it happening. I mean, here's the thing. We're going to know a lot of answers in a month and a
if
week.
They, well, no, because if I hear season 4 of Go Rush in 37 days, 22 hours, 48 minutes, it's good. It's not the worst option. But,
agreed.
But how
because
would you?
Still a show,
what right? would your initial be like reaction be that time? We found there's a fourth season of the show.
Well,
I
felt
and breathing
kind of like gut punched
from the season 3
from season 3 last
yeah,
year.
Yeah, I remember.
You know,
it ended up being a lot of great storylines.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. yes.
Oh, looking back,
I'm happy with
season
it.
Season 3 was very good.
I'm happy
yeah,
with
like,
it
overall.
To
like,
me,
wasn't.
In my mind,
yeah.
And again, I'm not creative enough to be a writer.
Neither am I.
But if you did a season 4, the only way to me yes. it works is we full on whatever Goha Yuna does, all the rest of them do, the timeline smash. And we get all the Sevens characters and all the Go Rush characters interacting, everything screwed up, all these insane duels can happen. How are we putting the pieces back together of the past and the present? That is the only way that I think you can make that insanely interesting.
So like we're actually
doing
breaking
another threat from space yeah. or something, useless. That is yeah. the only way that you can make that work.
I see, like they're like almost break time.
Break
much.
Time. Yeah. Everything's screwed up. People are not where they're supposed to be, and we have to figure out how to put everybody back in
so
the same spot.
So then you need Otis to become
that,
Loki. Yeah.
That's not bad.
It would kind of be like
you
that,
need Otis
yes.
to become Loki.
I didn't think of that, but yeah,
lines.
It would kind of be like that. That's the only way yeah. you can make it work, and you make Otis in season 4 ever present.
Yep,
he is the creator. Otis,
yeah.
whatever you want to call it. Is extremely present the whole
season. I feel pretty confident now that they've used the Otis card that we will not be getting a season 4. I feel like 95% sure.
It?
Yeah, because now have we... They? Yeah, I think they have. I think they have. I think
he's not going to be Otis, man.
I don't think he will be.
No.
I don't think he will be, but I don't think they can drag that out for another year and 4 months.
I still think it's going to be Udius. I'm still a firm believer.
I think it's going to be Yuga. I think it's going to be Yuga.
I'm thinking now more than ever that it could be Quaidul.
Really?
I feel like they were like, oh, like, obviously
is the most similar.
There was a bait. There was a bait.
Him and Udius are one.
There was a bait and switch there, but they were like, yo, like, if this happens, like, Quaidul was basically like, I'll take care of it. He's like, oh, the master, me becoming my own master?
Right.
Interesting.
Do we all like, think it's going to be someone different, or do you guys agree with Udius?
I think Udius.
What
I
do
think
you think?
But Udius and Quaidul are like the same right now.
Well, but he has
no,
he
they're
means
different.
No, but I
they're
feel
different.
Like this would cause like some kind of like
yeah.
break.
Like a fracture, I would argue
yeah.
they're different.
I
yeah.
think Udius is a possibility, but I'm going to stick with my original pick, and I think somehow mm-hmm. it will get back to Yuga.
I've been on that. For a bit
that's
too.
I was
on. Yeah,
sevens,
you were on it first. Yeah,
I think to fix yep. everything, Go Ayuna, all these people will realize this is what had to happen.
Yep, I agree.
He literally now in Go Rush, he created this.
Yep. Yeah,
he started all this. It is his job to fix
well,
it.
Well, and yeah. I think in that perspective, everybody's going to be a little sad, but then they'll know in the end, like, he didn't belong in the, like, to show up in their timeline to begin with. Right. So in order to fix it, he's the one that has to put all
they
the pieces
tried,
back together.
And I think in their mind, there will be no absence of they tried literally everything to prevent this. Mm-hmm. And time is ever flowing. It always has a way of snapping back and becoming the same thing it always was.
Yeah, that's why that is one of the things that makes me think, with Udius being who he is and his ability to basically live forever and having these sorts of powers, and now them even going further into how he's accepting of everyone and brings people together, he's kind of the perfect fit to be a peaceful Otis, right? Yeah. Someone who is not going to alter the timeline, but is going to, like, not going to ruin the timeline, but make sure that it stays the course it's supposed to be.
I don't think Hugo would be an evil Otis. I think
but he also isn't in. He's also a human.
Yeah.
So he won't live forever. That's my thought. Is Udius will.
I don't think you need the character to live forever. I think you, when the Earth Damar and all that stuff split off and made the Creator, we set in motion all these moments. That job is done. We don't need that anymore. That's why the Creator hasn't been around. Let's just assume for the moment the Creator is dead.
Yeah, fair assumption.
I think to set everything back, you don't need someone to live forever. You just need the timelines to go back. You to take the spot, and that's it.
But then who is Otis in Yuga's
I don't know if you
timeline.
Have to pass the mantle. I think Yuga serves out Otis. He's gone, and that's it.
And everything just goes back to normal?
We are just normal. We secured everything. Rushdie's secured. Everything is fine. That is that.
But then what happens to Yuga in his own timeline?
I think that what we saw at the end of Sevens, that is the new role he serves. Yuga is Otis. That is what he is. We lost Yuga when he went up. Mm-hmm. He came down as Otis. That is, and in this paradoxical way, that was always what he was meant to be. And that was it. It was always meant to happen
this
way.
It can definitely work.
I'm in agreement.
That makes sense.
I'm not saying that the Udius thing couldn't happen because can make that sacrifice.
I was genuinely curious of the process of it.
Time travel's weird.
Yeah.
It is.
You can do a lot of things that don't make sense that end up making sense.
Yeah.
We'll get to some donations, super chats. Okay. Philip Rosewood, thank you for being a channel member for 40 months, my man. Been a while, guys. Got to watch these two episodes. See you soon.
Let's go.
Enjoy the episodes. Yes. Yeah, it has been a long time, and it's also a weird spot because there's probably people that have watched 130.
Yeah.
And of course, we're not touching on it. We might be discussing things that have gotten revealed in 130, but regardless, we always appreciate you guys coming by. And of course, 130 we will do next week. We are going to be off the week after that, which is November 27th for Thanksgiving. And then we're hoping by December 4th, there will be some more subbed episodes, and we will get right back to work. Solid Snack, thank you for the $2 donation. Love these two episodes, especially getting to see the Nanaho of the Go Rush era. Yeah. Love 1010 so much. Solid Snack is a fan.
Yeah, I don't know. I like chaotic characters.
Yeah,
I think
that makes sense that you would like 1010.
But also, I just think
they are cool.
It provides a nice element to the story. We know Udius is ultra good. Gohei Yuna's not a bad person. Uamu's not a bad person. All these,
but they're capable.
They are, but they are. It provides that wild card that could push one group either way. And I think they were the ultimate free agents in that episode.
They were. I think I would have maybe been more invested or liked it better if they had
more lead up.
Just a little bit more focus in the previous 100.
I thought Sevens did a solid job of giving them some lead up to
when
they come to the
point.
But
they are different. I mean, they are different.
You want to talk about ancestors that look exactly
the
same. They do.
The design is almost pulled directly. It. Yeah.
It's just the ladybugs missing. Yeah.
But yeah, I will say we don't really have any other characters in the show that are like agents of chaos. So it's kind of fun to have one that is.
They literally hold the balance of power in their hands. If they're on Yuji's team or they're on Gohei Yuna's team, that dramatically sways what's happening.
Maybe, but I also am not like afraid of them. I think if I was more afraid of her and maybe she had like had a big win,
I think
I'd feel differently.
About it. You're not afraid of her because she went up against the most powerful duels in the show. I would say Udius is. So
yeah, but Yuna smoked him.
Okay, yes, but we're talking about episode 20. This was episode 129.
Duty Nishan.
Okay, you know.
Oh, I love Duty Nishan. Right, that's great.
I mean, these aren't people that beat Udius.
Yes, but
you know what I'm saying. I just wish 1010 got a win.
You want to talk about hating 1010? Duty Nishar is a useless character.
I don't hate 1010.
He can stop time, bro. I don't know.
He's a useless character.
Well, hold on.
So
he beat Udius.
Hold on.
I mean, he did. You can't take that away from him.
Can't take that
I don't care that he did. Udis is still infinitely better than him or anybody else.
I would agree with
they
that.
They dueled 100 times. Udis wins the other 99.
I'd say like 90, but yes, I agree.
Yeah, probably okay, points those.
Now I think you're just trolling.
No, I'm not.
I think you're just trolling. And you know what's funny, too? Do you regard Udis as the best duelist in the show?
No. Snap okay. call, no.
You'll say Zuijo?
No!
Yeah, I'm saying I'm snap call.
Would you say Udis?
Not even.
I'd have to look at the data.
No, I'm putting you two feet to the fire right now. You're Yu-Gi-Oh! Everything, right? Answer the question.
Come on. I snap called.
I think it's Ron.
I would have to.
I'm not getting debated by him.
God, that
there's
is
not that many. Oh,
that is
not
so
that many
tough.
Characters to pick from.
No, there's not. I would say yes.
How many losses does he have?
Thank you, I think he has five.
Okay,
or four.
Okay, I think it might be five.
Okay,
right. He gets a couple more before the end of the show. You gonna cook him the same way you cooked Yuga?
If he breaks Yuga's record, sure.
No. If he's only a couple losses less than Yuga,
yeah.
Are you going to cook him in a similar fashion?
No, because he had 60 more episodes. The show was almost double in length. Okay. And
almost double. How many episodes was Sevens?
92.
Okay. That's not double. That's one and a half.
I said almost double.
I just, you know. There's a little,
no, I don't know the point you're making.
The point is there's a little
he's
bit.
He's also not going to lose three more times in the last two.
No,
bars.
I hope
he's
going
to lose three more times. Yeah, there's a possibility of him losing at least once more, which would put him within, I think, three losses of Yuga. My point is that he deserves a little bit more smoke than you give him compared to the ridiculousness that you treat Yuga. That's all I'm saying. As the constant defender of Yuga on this podcast,
you are the Yuga
that is all I'm saying.
Do we have to go back to the Pac-Man theory on this?
No.
Oh, my God, dude.
I won't lie to you. You just love to enable him, and it's like the most...
Yes.
In fact, that Nick... The minute Nick T says no, I'm like, all right, crazy. No, it's out. It's gone.
This guy mentioning the Pac-Man theory. It's one of my more famous
Nick T
ones.
Nick T would have went along with it. Nick T was like, no. We all immediately... Yeah,
I had to step in there.
That's all I'm saying.
Sorry.
Yeah, I mean, I get what you're saying, but Yuga does have double the losses.
Okay, but again, when we look back at it, we'll revisit this at the end of the
show. I'd be happy to.
When we go back at it and we review the people Udius lost to and the people Yuga lost to, it's going to be a lot closer than you think it is.
I don't.
That's all I'm quality, saying. It
because
probably
really,
is.
Udius good, losses, Zuijo, 100%.
Zuijo's tough.
Some of those other losses, we're going.
To me, he's got one bad loss. No,
this is what I'm telling you. We'll see how Gouyuna ends because if she loses a couple times, we're going to view that very differently. I'm just telling you. I'm telling you right now, there's going to be a legitimate argument there, and I will certainly be the one having it.
I love it.
There will be an argument there because we're talking about Yuga, that majority lost
Tiger.
To all a great character and a great duelist to
one win.
Okay.
But she had one win. I mean,
I wouldn't say
can't
she's
call
a
her
great
duelist.
She's a good duelist.
We're going to save this conversation
for
when this happens.
I'd be more
all
than happy to.
Is lost to almost all of the arc antagonists. And got
thank
blindsided by new dueling capabilities in like three of them in terms of fusion and maximums and all these things.
Yeah.
We will have that conversation at the end of the show. That's all I'm saying.
I'd be more than happy to. Now, Udius was also blindsided by Yuna.
Sure. We will take notes.
Are you
we can have evidence.
You
hell, we can make a you and I video.
I feel I'd be more than happy to.
Debate.
I'd be
debate.
More than happy.
Guys,
I feel very comfortable.
I will.
With that.
Hey,
I feel very comfortable.
I will
with that.
MC the middle of it so that you guys could just be each side of the debate, and I could be the judge in the middle.
No,
to
I'd
keep
be more
it
than
civil.
Happy to do
and
that.
And I'll do the chat and just be take the little chirps.
and my goal will be for you to at least, even if you don't agree with it, to see some of the light on this side.
That's well, I don't know what light you want me to see. I think Yuga's a top five duelist in his show. Now, I'm working on a video right now, the 50 strongest duelists in all of Yu-Gi-Oh! I got to be honest. I don't think Yuga's in the top 20 on that list.
I thought you were going to say on the video.
So, I mean...
yeah, like, I was worried he wasn't on the video. I'm like, oh,
he might not make the video.
Like, you know, I mean, we can talk. We can talk. But I don't think any loss is worse than the Tiger one. That either of those characters.
Well,
have.
Hear me
but
out.
But Duty Nishaw's you
think Duty Nishaw is less of
a
bad loss
toss,
than
bro.
Tiger?
Yes.
He flipped a coin.
How many other wins and relevance does Duty Nishaw have in this show, by the way?
Zero.
Okay.
He was,
and compared
he was
to the character.
Well, he's
I'm
dead.
Not, you know what?
So.
I'm not getting my blood pressure raised because I honestly think this is an insane take that you're adding.
Are you serious?
I think it's an insane
take. I don't think it's insane.
Wait, Udius.
Guys, I have an idea.
Insane take.
Let's hear it.
So. After this happens, right?
Yes.
we're gonna have a court type video.
Okay. I like
that. I'm gonna dress up as the judge.
No,
and no,
like
and you guys,
either.
And you guys
He's
are gonna,
too much.
No,
me
you guys
and
are gonna,
the jury. That's not
yes,
good.
You guys
jury?
Are gonna display, display your arguments, and your arguments are going to be, you know, Dylan on his side of where Yuga's ranked, and you're gonna argue against it. I think it's a perfect
topic. I do have a lot of respect because it's an uphill battle that you're fighting. I do have a lot of respect.
And, like, and,
just because the
and
data isn't in your favor.
And backhanded comments like that are exactly why I'm excited.
No, because the data is not in your favor. So I do respect it.
Dredge.
You can be
if,
you
as long
can
as you come to it with a non-biased
chat,
perspective, which I know is very hard for you.
No, it's not. It's
that
not.
Is what we're going to do.
I'm more than
I'm
looking
not
forward
even
to
saying
it.
I have to win it because so you
Nick,
do have
me
a
the
lot of evidence. It's
the
it's just the disrespect
the
you give him.
Stenographer.
I mean, he lost a lot.
And then
it just aggravates me considerably.
He lost a lot, man.
Oh, Dredge is the
bailiff. If we analyze the losses that they had. It is a lot closer than you think.
I don't think it is. But that'll be a fun discussion.
I think it'll be a lot of fun.
It'll be fun. I mean, we have to see. He could lose a couple more times. I don't know.
Woo!
And to finish Solid Snack Show Nation.
That's why the first half.
Also, so cool that as of episode 129, UDS has finally normal summoned more than Yuga. So to speak of the UDS Yuga comparisons,
wow,
although that is a fun fact. It is. Hope we can talk soon, Dale. We absolutely will, my man. Yeah, I hope you've been well. Yeah, Sora's been keeping lists of all like normal summons,
we need
fusions. Yeah, it's been unbelievable.
Those stats are important.
And now that I have more, you know, a lot more time, I would actually love to maybe
do
some videos. Yeah, or just he's said to me if you want to make some videos with it, just reach out. So I'll be reaching out to him. Yeah, it does. It does.
Definitely. Oh yeah.
Dark Emperor J. Cal, do you mind reading it? My throat's getting a little scratchy. Can you?
Oh
see?
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
The debate took him out.
Can you stop moving the screen, please?
can you read
that?
It's
hit,
the
dude.
Bottom one. Dude.
Stop. Classic no, he just joke. Kept scrolling.
I know. I'm yelling at him, not you.
Maybe he's doing it on purpose.
Thank you for the $2 donation, Dark Emperor J. Random question. I saw a video where a YouTuber went on a date, but the catch was chat got to control where they would go. Would you do this, and do you trust chat to control
okay,
your
real
date?
Quick, before we answer that question. No. It's clear that Dylan's throat actually wasn't hurting. He just wanted to calibrate the one about the date.
No, that's not true.
You had the smirk on your face.
Well, I did read it preemptively, but it's also not true.
So I'll start.
Sure.
If I had a following the size of Dill's in a chat, I 100% would let chat decide.
You're
crazy.
But
you're
I don't dumb. Think... Can I freaking talk,
no,
dude?
No, not at all.
I don't think I would live stream it. Like, I think it would have to be predetermined what I was going to do.
Well, so no, that so the, your
so
answer
like chat
is no.
Would, no, so chat would
no,
plan
no,
it.
No, it has to be. There's no pre-plan. It's
I saw a video where a YouTuber went on a date. Would you do and trust? No, but like, all right, I guess so. If I'm doing it on camera, no.
On camera.
But
no.
If I was to go on a date and then the chat decided where we go to eat, where we go before, after,
yeah,
and it was like a chat voted thing, and then like I would, you know, come back to chat, let them know how it went. I would do that.
That
but
makes sense.
You would do like the part without the actual.
I wouldn't
like,
do a stream
of it.
I wouldn't do a stream.
Yeah, you'd do the boring part of it. I got you.
No, I don't. I think there is some interest. That
I mean,
goes
it's still an
it.
Interesting idea, but I think if you want to do it the right, you got to just let them.
That shit's scary.
No,
chat
chooses the date. Like,
that's
right,
why I said
do?
No. I wouldn't do it. You know.
I would not.
Yeah,
no.
I agree.
And it's not that I don't trust chat.
No, I don't trust them.
I just don't. I'm not one of those people. Well, it's also I think depends on who you're dating. My fiance is not really comfortable with being in front of the camera all that much. And I would feel bad because I would feel like I don't want her to think I'm farming her for content.
Yeah.
It's the last thing I would
want
her to think.
That's why I said I wouldn't do the video.
Well, I don't care about that part.
Yeah.
I just don't trust the chat.
I mean, that's also.
No, I do trust the chat.
Yeah, no,
really?
Yeah.
Wow. Even if whether I did
You're
or didn't,
man.
That's a good point.
Very
like,
much.
Even if this was like a random person first date, it's like very bad start.
Oh, first date. Yeah,
very bad start to a date where it's like, oh, by the way, like I'm live streaming this.
I think
this
you would assume it would be your only date.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah,
that's what I mean.
That's
what
you're going into it knowing that you're.
Or you, exactly. Or
yeah.
You tell or you tell the person.
Nah, it's not fun.
Look,
who in the world
I'm
would agree to that?
Yeah, no
somebody
one.
That wants to grow their channel. If you're on a bigger channel than them, and you say, "Hey, let's go on a date, and it's going to be streamed, but like obviously you're going to get publicity for it, as will I. But chat's deciding what we do."
So you'd be wearing the Dino Mask.
It would have to be a content
day, right?
Situation. That's what it would have to be.
Dill knows he'd be wearing the Dino Mask the entire date. I know what you're laughing about. I'm just trying to like deflect.
So yeah, none of us would do that. So thank you, Dark Emperor J. I'm just gonna keep going.
Hold on, I want Nick T to finish his thought.
No, I don't want him to finish his thought.
I
want to
know what
he said.
That has to do with me.
I know it does. That's why we're not doing it. That's why we are not continuing the thought.
It was.
I think I know where you're going.
I won't finish it, but I'll say the give the context where Cal was like, yeah, they would be on want to be on camera if like say like they had a following and you had like a bigger following and they would want to.
Yeah, no, I know what you're saying and I know where you're going.
With where he's piggybacked other content creators.
That's crazy.
They've given him a lot of advice.
Remind me to tell you something.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you, Dark Emperor Jay.
Thank you, Dark.
Pink Penguin has donated $2. Thank you, Pink.
Thank you, Pink.
Pink said hi.
Sorry.
He's quite literally the worst.
We might have to switch seats if I'm reading these.
Sorry.
Hi, Dylan and Co.
You're not sorry.
Hope you're well. Going to the doctor's tonight to see if I have a sinus infection. I'm sorry to hear that, Pink. I hope you feel better.
I hope you feel better, Pink.
That's anyway, skipped the recap and went straight to 129. It was interesting with the Nana Hoshis and 1010s combo. Also, Dylan, do you have a Sevens dual disc?
I do. I'll actually go and grab it and show. Pink, I hope you feel better first and foremost. Also, thank you for the donation. Also, I would recommend watching the last like 3 to 4 minutes of 128.
I agree.
I'd go back and watch those last three minutes.
Last five. But yeah, I hope you feel better, Pink.
He came to the screen, go quick.
Dylan's going to go get this dual disc out and show you how cool it is. And while he does that, We got a $2 donation from Missing My Mitsuko.
Oh,
thank you.
Thank you, Missing My Mitsuko. Gotta say, good to be back. And I love the new ED. It's ending, right? It certainly feels like the final ending of a show, and the progression of clips from the beginning of the show is great. Though I had to draw up the Mitsuko Udius scene they forgot. It's in the Discord.
Oh, no.
Yeah, jeez. I don't know if they forgot it, Tyler.
That's funny. It's in the Go Rush Discord.
Take a look. Yeah, let me see.
Ooh.
Curious.
That was funny.
Oh, well, I don't want to get spoiled.
Yeah.
Is it a spoiler?
It says it is. Well, no, don't.
Specifically
get out of there.
Oh, here it is.
Oh, wait.
There it is.
That's what?
That's actually really good.
Yeah.
That's pretty good.
I like that.
Yeah, I remember that scene.
Good job.
That was an important scene.
Tyler, I'm going to show it on screen.
If you don't mind.
No choice. You're just showing it.
Good night, Randall. Thanks for stopping by.
Oh, yeah. Good night, Randall.
Good night.
Or as we say, good night.
It said go ahead. So you got the free pass.
Yep. You're good to go.
And now, when this scene is shown, Dill, I want you to play Mitsuko, and Cal, you're going to play Udius, and I want you to role play what the dialogue would be in the scene.
Sure.
All right, go.
All right, describe it for the audio first, because I look bashful in this. So.
How would you describe this image?
Like, give me like a 1 minute scene. What's going on?
What are you talking about?
I want you to act it.
Can we?
What's going on?
Like, I'm playing Mitsuko.
You're Mitsuko, and Cal, what are you guys talking about?
Hey, do you know where that Zuijo guy is?
Oh, I'm not really sure, Mitsuko, but you're looking rather well today.
I don't care. Where's Zuijo? He left the bakery. I don't know where he is.
Zuijo's
he's my whole purpose.
Zuijo's hanging out with Yuumu right now.
What?
Yeah, they've been hanging out a lot.
All right. Yeah, that's fine.
Do you want to go get them together?
Yeah, let's go find them.
All right, this will be such a great adventure.
Yeah, let's go.
All right, let's do it.
I don't think they would have passed drama class.
No, I think...
I did pass drama class.
Any casting agent would be like, all right, we'll let you know.
We should have called Jacob's online. He would have ate that up, that scene.
Ate that up.
Yeah. Well, the problem with it is Dylan wasn't giving me anything to work on. He's like, where is Dweejo?
No emotion behind it.
You were holding your own.
I don't lust
for Dweejo. Act like a distraught lover.
I don't lust for Dweejo.
Well, that's his first problem.
Great big problem, yeah. That's...
Hey. These guys never seen a movie.
Yeah, you want a voice act, bro? It's not going to go well.
I don't want a voice act.
I'm not an actor.
Why are you getting
so mad?
I'm not an actor.
You could and should.
I'm older. Tyler, thank you, my man.
You got to pursue new avenues now, all
right? That's right.
This is what you got to get into.
You're right.
Missing My Mitsuko, thank you again for the donation. Elaine, thank you so much for the 100 bits. Hi, Dylan and crew. Episode 128 was boring.
Oh, Jesus.
Episode 129 was good. Udius doesn't care about people betraying him. Udius is a good person. How does Udius know what Otis looks like when Udius has never seen Otis? It looks like it is season 2 all over again for Yuumu. Nah. What do I mean by that is Yuumu being sidelined by Yuhi again.
Now that
Yuhi is Otis, it has sidelined Yuumu. Mm-mm. Congrats, mm-mm. Dylan. Thank you, Elaine. For the congrats and for the donation and for the kind word. Yeah. Nick T, what do you make of it?
I truly hope, but also don't believe. I hope
Yumu is not sidelined that way again. I actually think she will still be a very important role in this
arc.
Yeah,
show.
In this arc. In this, the rest of the show. Yeah. I mean, you know, we only have how many episodes?
23-ish.
23, 24 episodes. Like, we
keep her
there, right in the forefront where she belongs, because it's her brother who just gave up all of his memories in order to save her. And, you know.
Isn't it a little ironic, though, that, like, you know, there's a chance she could fall to the wayside again while Yuna is being talked about a lot, and then Ron reappears on screen.
Oh, hold on, now you're getting crazy.
Why is that crazy?
Let me say this. Yuna was always...
Yuna was always the top girl.
Thoughts on Ep 129. Cow, would you like to read the results?
Sure, dude. I can do that. Thoughts on episode 29, we had 49% good, 28% great, 20% decent, and 2% bad, and 1% left for the milk.
A lot more goods than great, but at the same time, 80% thought it was a good or great episode, 20% thought it was decent, only 2% thought it was a bad episode, so that's a good sign. Seemed like most people enjoyed it, which is really good. Yeah, Elaine. Thank you for the message. And then to address, Udius doesn't know what Otis looks like.
I don't know. Is that true?
Well, I guess he never saw current day Udius. So, or I'm sorry, current day Otis. So when he became Otis, you know, why was he like, wait, you're Otis? He might have just, like, because he changed.
Right.
He just assumed that was Otis.
And he also had seen the helmet, right?
Yeah.
So
Asaka had already made the helmet, yeah.
Yeah. And was he part of seeing Yuga's memories, too?
Yes.
Yeah, so he might have seen it through the memories. He probably did.
He probably did see it. That's probably exactly where he saw it.
Yeah, at the end of season two, yeah.
Uh-huh. Maybe Quaidul's memories.
True. Shark Messiah, thank you for the $4 donations.
Yeah. Thank you, Shark.
Shark, thank you. Great to be back. Thank you, sub team, for your hard work. Yes. Yeah. Why do you keep clicking on it? I can't read it from this far away.
That was not part of the message.
Yeah. So Dylan...
clarify. Yeah,
like you did not need to clarify that.
He knows that because Dylan,
are you ready for Yu-Gi-Oh! 9, the Otis verse?
No.
All joking aside.
They got you. They debated you right there.
I can't. All joking
Holy
aside,
shit.
Hype for Yu-Gi-Oh! 9, hoping we get the announcement in 37 days.
Yes, we are 37 days, of course, from Jump Festa, where we're expecting a new Yu-Gi-Oh! Anime to be announced. Snipe Down, thank you so much. First ever Super Chat, and it is a massive one. Snipe Down, thank you so much for the $50 Super Chat. Thank you so much, dude. I appreciate you so much. That is very, very kind. First ever Super Chat. That's insane. Yeah.
Thank you so much,
Snipe Down. Thank you. Cal, would you like to read it?
Sure. Gentlemen.
This is a big one.
Pegasus has said his top three duelists were 1, Yugi, 2, Kaiba, 3, Joey. W, all the new shows and of the duelists, does Joey make the top three still?
With all the new shows, does Joey still make the top three?
That's a huge.
So Snipe Down. I am working on a video right now, and I'm anticipating this video is going to be out actually next week, where I am doing the top 50 strongest Yu-Gi-Oh! Duelists. Joey's going to be on that list, but I can tell you, he is certainly not top three.
John, how many duelists from Yu-Gi-Oh! DM are in your top 50? You don't have to look. Give me just a rough estimate.
I would guess 6.
6. Okay.
Can I ask a question?
Yes.
I know you had mentioned this on stream yesterday.
Yeah, yeah.
But if it's coming out next week, you're not going to have this kind of time. How well versed are you in remembering the first like 5 or 6 shows? Like to do a list like
yeah,
that.
Yeah,
I'm
well versed enough, and you know what? I'm gonna have to rewatch some of the shows.
I think you should rewatch them all.
Yeah, I think I'm going to.
It'd be a great idea. Take notes as you're going for videos.
No, 100%. I've done videos, and actually, you can look this up if you'd like. Snipe Down. Now, I did not agree with Pegasus's list having Yugi 1, Kaiba 2, Joey 3. That's famously, for those that might not know, for a Yu-Gi-Oh! GX scene where Pegasus shows up in GX. He's talking, I believe, to Edo Phoenix, and he says, the three best duels I've ever seen are, and I believe it's sub and dubbed, I believe he says it in both versions, are Yugi number 1, Kaiba number 2, Joey number 3. I have done, if you want to look it up, Snipe Down, the top 10 strongest duelists of Duel Monsters, GX, of all those shows. So I have those top 10 lists where I put all...
Are they in a specific playlist?
Now they fight each other.
Now they all fight each other.
Are they in a specific playlist on the channel?
They're in the top 10 list.
Top 10, the top 10 list channel.
Yes.
And, speaking of that, just as like an aside, maybe I'll charge you like $20 because I'm a nice guy. Can I... really redo all your playlists? They
organizing it.
They drive me crazy.
Yeah, of course, man.
Can like I give you $20 for me access. I could do it for my house and just really fix what's in there.
Yeah,
because you know now this is the deal.
Yeah, absolutely.
Right, with the channel.
Yeah,
you should really shape that thing up.
Yeah, if you want to do that, I'd be more than happy to.
I would love to.
Yeah. Okay. So I can give you
it bothers my OCD.
Yeah, I'm sure it bothers other people. I know Elaine likes to watch through a lot of my videos. I'm sure she's like, yeah, the playlists are all out of sync. So
maybe me and you get on a call and there just and do a kind of a
go on a Discord call and just figure it out.
Really just work out what's going on in there.
Yeah, I'd appreciate
pour a
that.
Glass of whiskey and just
yeah. And
go
I think
to
you
town
accidentally added
lists.
An episode of the Talk to a Podcast on one of the playlists. Which
bro, why?
He has added to accidental videos
WWE videos
watching into your own channel.
Yeah, lineup. Well, there was one time where right above it was also in one of the playlists.
Yes.
Where
actually.
You'd be watching like top 10 Yu-Gi-Oh videos, and then you know I know where we're at above it. Okay, this is not a top 10.
Also,
seriously, Snipe Down. Thank you so freaking much, and look for that next weekend. I'm aiming a top 50 strongest duelists in all of Yu-Gi-Oh! Ooh. But I can tell you this.
Get your popcorn out.
I'm not going to tell you about Yugi, because Yugi might be. Kaiba and Joey, neither of them are in the top three of that video.
Wow. Yeah.
Which shouldn't be that shocking.
No, it's not. I'm shocked.
Huge shock.
I'm not shocked.
Okay.
So now, why didn't Pegasus...
include himself?
Yeah, include himself.
Well,
did he just get humble checked?
No, he's a humble guy.
Yeah, he got humbled at that point. At that point, he had lost his Millennium Eye, and I think he probably felt the Millennium Eye was the reason that he was so good. So without it, what?
He made the game.
He did make the game. But it's kind of like the maker of Pac-Man, right? The guy who made
you
Pac-Man.
You right into it.
I didn't see it coming.
Come on.
That was my fault. I saw it a mile away. I'm like, there's no way he's going to say this, right? No.
I was like, I don't think Pete set me up. I think I got him on that.
No, you got me. I was just telling a fact, man. Stop with this Pac-Man. You're ruining Yu-Gi-Oh.
Beautifully executed. Beautifully done.
Breaking news. Yu-Gi-Oh! Everything is ruining Yu-Gi-Oh!
I mean, there are people online that probably believe
Yu-Gi-Oh!
Sure
everything
there are.
Canceled after Pac-Man.
I walked right into it. I did.
You
did
holy crap, man. seriously, though, Snipe Down. Anybody that super chats or donates, you know, it's always so appreciated. And for that to be your first donation, for it to be such a generous amount, thank you so much, dude. I hope you got a good answer, and I hope you check out the top 50 video coming out next weekend.
Oh, yeah.
Very exciting. Yes. Dredge, you've seen the shows. Would you put Joey in your top three?
No.
Would you even put Joey in your top three in Duel Monsters?
Mm.
Oh, God.
Feeds the fire.
Probably not, no. No, yeah. I could pretty confidently say no.
Like right behind my Valentine?
Would he be in my top five? Yes. He's in my top five, top three. There's just, you and I could, I feel like I know your top three, but I don't remember. But I think we both know. It depends. Are we saying Yugi and Pharaoh are different?
I don't, you know.
If they're not, then it makes it, he might be four, but.
I believe I marked them separate characters.
Wow. Oh, then that, yeah, and he's definitely.
Uh-oh. Oh,
you've not marked them separate?
I did. They are separate.
I mean, I would have.
Yeah, because you have said before, by the end of the show, you could argue that Yugi is better than the Pharaoh.
You could.
I have Marek in the top three.
Shoot.
I have Marek top three.
Yeah.
That's my guess.
So what about Johnny Steps?
Maybe you would put Yugi.
How do you know these Bandit names?
Because he's been on the channel as well for years.
I mean, and he credited Chad.
Yeah, well, that was his mistake.
Well, I know the name, but Tyler DeBoer said it, so I was bringing it up.
Okay, thank you.
Yugi,
I don't remember who the hell Johnny
I know from
the top three overall.
I'm just guessing. You don't
yeah,
have to
confirm I'm not saying.
No, I don't want you to. I'm just guessing.
Oh, I actually know. I think I know your top
three. You are missing...
An obvious one.
A pretty obvious one that I think.
Yusaku.
Yeah,
you have
he's in my top three. I can confirm he's in my top three.
Playmaker.
I'm not confirming or denying.
No, I don't want you to. Yeah. I'm just spitballing.
Yeah. And by the way, that is a hard video to make, and there's going to be a lot of people that are going to be angry.
You could throw a villain in there.
You could.
But
there's,
who
there
would
was
you
no
throw in there?
But there was no villain, least unless there's one in Zexal or Orc 5. I don't know, but that was there was never a villain that was that dominant. There's not a single one that was top three.
It depends on wins, too. But also, you're not just a stats guy. You would also think about the context of the show going on.
I would.
So, like...
I would.
I
could boost people.
I would guess you do have one villain in your top five, but you don't have more than that.
It can't just purely be stats, because Taya Gardner went 3-0, and she's not in the...
So then, to me, then... And I'm again, don't confirm any of this.
There's also only like three girls that make it.
Yeah, based on you talking, I feel like a top five, I feel like, is going to be Vector. I feel
ooh,
like
that'd be
interesting.
Sneaky.
So like,
interesting. And now, for context, Pete has not seen Zexal yet.
No,
we're not gotten to that
I've
point.
I've heard the names.
Yeah. Well, he's the best spinoff villain ever made.
So,
I'll watch it. All right, yeah, cool.
Right, I'm gonna.
Anyway, very exciting video. Yes, my man.
I'm gonna continue the second one of Shark Messiah's donations here.
Please.
Again, thank you, Shark, for the $2 donation. Also, what do you think of Yuna's trap card, Time Machine? Pretty cool to see a card from Duelist Kingdom coming back so many years later. Yep. Do you think this leaves the window open for Yuga to return and take the role of Otis back into his own hands?
Yeah, you know, and we theorize this, and you know, it's confirmed because of the sleuthing that Time Machine is certainly the card that Yuna did. I will say honestly, I really, really do believe that Yuga is going to end as Otis. We just had a debate on that. Yeah. The man in the middle thinks Quaidul. The two next to him think UDS, and the two on the full exterior think Yuga. So it's Yuga, UDS, Quaidul. It's actually perfect.
Yeah.
It's beautifully symmetrical.
Right. I love this symmetry.
Right. It's, yeah, it's Goha Yuna.
And I recognize mine's a shot in the dark, but I feel like
I don't think it's that crazy.
Things I couldn't ignore.
I don't think it's that crazy to
say. I think
say
Dormammu could end up being it, too, ultimately.
Yeah, maybe.
That'd be a little weird.
That's more of a stretch.
If you also want to put some stock in it, Nick T is the person that predicted the whole Yuma move.
Oh, yeah. Stop.
So he did want to put stock in it.
That is true.
He did. We can't deny that.
That's my claim to fame on the show now.
That's right. You should gloat it. Yeah. Snipe down. First off, so happy to donate. No, seriously. Thank you. My pleasure. The pleasure is mine. Second off, whoever just said Johnny Steps is about to catch an RKO out of nowhere. That's right.
Speaking of, not to transition, we're all big
WWE fans. Not to transition to WWE real quick, but my brother, for some reason, his phone always sends him like breaking news articles, but it's WWE articles from Sports Kita. He has no idea why it happens.
The number had to be someone signed up for it and they missed their
number. He sends me like storylines and they act like it's real, you know, and it's like, you know, what Randy Orton's injury and cervical surgery may mean for the future of you know, for the future of his career. And it's like a still frame of him getting pile-drived by Kevin.
Oh, there's pictures?
Oh,
that
better.
Was mad.
I got to show you. Yeah. And it's like, and my brother has no idea what's going on because he doesn't watch. And he's like, these articles are the most ridiculous.
Did you say cervical?
Cervical. Cervix?
No, definitely no.
Cervix?
No, well, see, you went right.
I don't know what either of those are.
The way you said it, it's cervical, you said cervixal. Like you what is a, that? He made no, an X and an out of a C, didn't he?
Cervical means to pertain to the cervix.
What's the
no,
cervix?
No, cervical is about your neck.
You could have your cervical
it can be used
spine.
Both, I think.
Oh, really?
Think
it's both?
Thank you, Drudge.
Cervical.
Yes.
But it can be used for both, so you're not totally
what's the
both.
Cervix?
Makes sense that you wouldn't know what
that is. You're engaged?
Yeah. Yeah, that's just...
You sure?
That's just unfortunate.
Let's just check it. And thank you, Carrie. Appreciate that.
Oh, boy. Snipe down. Seriously, thank you again.
Yeah, it could be both.
Old school 678. Thank you for the $2.14 donation.
Thank you, old school. Hey, guys, can you imagine a Seto Kaiba spinoff series happening in our lifetime? What are your thoughts on the possibility?
I think the possibility is low, sadly, but I think it would be a lot of fun, and I think a lot of people would be interested in watching it. I've seen a lot of people talk about maybe an anime taking place right where Dark Side of Dimensions left off. I think that could certainly work. You could follow Seto Kaiba maybe as the main character there. Seto Kaiba is a fan favorite. You could argue maybe even more popular than the Pharaoh himself and then Yugi himself. You could certainly make that argument. I don't think there's another character in the entire Yu-Gi-Oh! Franchise that carries the same popularity as Yugi and Atem and as Kaiba does. So I certainly think that a lot of people would love it. I think it would get a lot of attention, as anything related to the OG series would. I think the possibilities are low because Kaiba was a Takahashi character creation, and I feel it would be tricky to continue his story without the man who was responsible for the entirety of his story still being here with us. So okay. I think the Takahashi passing is what makes touching Duel Monsters a lot more difficult and probably improbable than most people want to admit.
Yeah. I completely agree.
Yeah.
I completely agree.
With Konami, I think. I think other companies were seeing kind of the stuff of people that pass with AI, recreating voices.
True.
Ideas, all these things. I don't think Konami would do that, but we're definitely seeing that in other companies.
That's true.
Which I don't like.
Yeah, It's AI and everything.
We're in a weird time.
Yeah, we are.
We're living in.
Yeah, I mean, listen, and then there's people who will turn around and say Konami is the type of company that would do something like that.
I hope not. I'm trying to have faith in them here.
Yeah, I mean, listen, I would not be opposed to something regarding the original series. I'm not opposed to it. I would certainly be a little nervous, but from a selfish perspective,
it'd be fun.
I know the amount of people that would come back to the franchise anime-wise if it was the original. And from a selfish channel perspective, that element is very exciting.
Yeah.
And it would be, you know, it'd be cool.
I want a gritty show. Like, you remember when he was hopping out of windows and getting shot at? Like, I want Kaiba doing stuff like that.
That would be pretty
tight.
Like,
he's up to no good. What's going on? The mobs maybe after him.
Yeah.
I think that'd be fun.
Yeah, that'd be interesting. I wouldn't mind. You know, JR suggested it. I think it's a great idea, like a Yu-Gi-Oh! What If series. And you could just hop from show to show and change storylines a little bit. I mean, I know the What If series wasn't very well received, right? The Marvel one.
No, it's pretty well received. It's just, I guess the long story short on that is What If is supposed to be single off things. That is the entire point. And they've done a job of trying to tie all the episodes to one big storyline. That's not what it's supposed to be.
Yeah. That's
so if you
annoying.
Do that in a Yu-Gi-Oh thing, it better just be a one-off thing.
Agreed. I still think the untapped gold mine
is
Duel Links.
Could quickly become a very one of the most popular animes. If you brought out Yu-Gi-Oh, any of the shows, a What If?
Yeah.
Forget
like,
about it.
Like, what if Kaiba's dad was like a good person? Would be a good
honestly, yeah,
exactly.
It could be. I mean, I feel like it wouldn't be an exciting one.
It'd be like a nice short 5-minute thing. Like Kaiba's a nice.
You
kid.
Remember what Kaiba? Do you know what Kaiba's dad did?
Thank
well,
you.
Lock,
for
so
the
Kaiba's
donut.
Dad,
half brother, in or no?
No, no. Well, so yeah, because he got in a car accident. Kaiba's dad would always play him in chess, and Kaiba eventually beat him in chess.
Right,
and. When he beat him in chess, Gozabura jumped out the window and killed himself. And before he jumped out, he said, I want you to associate losing with this. And then he jumped
Is that
out.
Why he almost...
Well, that's how when he gets to Yugi, he's just like, I'll kill myself.
Yeah.
He had some
I'll
lessons.
Kill
yeah.
Myself.
I mean, isn't that insane? Like, we're still talking about Yu-Gi-Oh, right?
If you think about it, maybe you should do a video on maybe some of the things we can't blame on Kaiba. Maybe he really has some deep...
Oh, he definitely
childhood
does.
Trauma.
Yeah, he definitely
we should,
does.
We should kind of give
I
him
mean,
a
I still
pass
think he's
something.
The Antichrist,
well, that's why,
but...
Yeah. I mean, that's, a
that's why they had the song
time.
About him. The
You're not
the,
me.
Yeah, exactly.
You're not me. Yeah.
Yeah.
Goes
yeah,
so
it's,
hard.
It's crazy.
It's loco, man.
That's loco, man.
Delayed on MTA. Thank you for the $2 donation. Appreciate you, my man.
Delayed. Thank you. Thank you. Congrats again, Dill. Speaking of some DM legends, Max Pegasus and Johnny Steps, Monster Reborn and now Time Machine show up. Do you think we see any more early DM cards that could help the narrative, perhaps Change of Heart or Chain Energy?
Chain after chain.
Change of Heart. It makes sense.
500 points away.
Oh, the Chain Energy deck.
Burn, baby, burn.
It's honestly a pretty good song.
It
I'm
is, especially when you're...
I'm actually upset it's not on your greatest hits.
It's not on my greatest hits playlist. Yeah, yeah, no. I should add it. Yeah. Delayed, I want to thank you again for the congrats. I appreciate it. You know, will we see another Duel Monsters card? I could see, I mean, Change of Heart is obviously so synonymous with Bakura.
Classic.
And Yami Bakura. Excuse me. I could certainly see that card being one. I think that's a great suggestion. I'm trying to think of other early dual monster staple cards. I keep thinking of Pot of Greed. That is not going to be a narrative defining card.
Why
not? We've already seen it.
I don't know.
All right, what about Pot of Avarice?
Well, that's not a dual monster. No, I'm surprised. How do you know that card?
I don't know.
Just pulling it out.
What the hell?
Good.
Listen,
good.
Some of the knowledge over the years might have rubbed off on.
What the hell? That was a good pull.
You could fit Time Wizard in.
You could do Time
Wizard.
Especially
with time travel.
Yeah, where you use it and maybe your opponent like ages up like 100 years. Maybe Time Wizard
ages up to Otis and we're like, we knew
Time Wizard affects the Duty Nisha space. And it breaks the time, and that's how the timeline explodes.
Listen, I'm just gonna leave it right here. For the rest of this show, unless he shows up, I don't want to ever talk about Duty Nisha again.
Now you know how I felt about Nick Yagi.
Okay.
Oh,
except Nick Yagi lived by the show. Where's Duty Nisha? That's right. Oh, that's right. He's resting 6 feet deep. I forgot. Next donation.
Wow. And you think he deserved that?
Six feet. Next donation.
I knew that there's no more donation. You think he deserved that?
6 feet's being generous.
Yeah. With change of heart, I feel like that could make sense with Udius and like Quaidul, like him having that card and he uses it and then Quaidul switches in.
That could be fun.
Like something like that.
Or change of heart is the card that they use to somehow
turn
remove
Yuhi
from
Otis.
Yeah.
That was the other thing in
or
my head.
Or to kind of get Yumu to switch back.
Yeah, maybe.
Or the Yuna goes back in a time machine to see Yuga. And makes Yuga become Otis.
Yeah, but with change of heart.
Or Yuna goes
back in the time machine.
And sees Yuga, but sees that he's smiling and happy with his friends. And she just sighs and smiles. And then she goes back in the time machine. But the time machine card doesn't work. And then there's like a whole issue.
She's just stuck living in Yuga.
But
Yuga's
she watches the movie Hot Tub Time Machine and then realizes maybe there's a way to use the hot tub to go back to the past.
What if it's just simple like this, right? She already kind of has this little rivalry with you know, Asuka back, you know, in her timeline. She goes back. We're a little bit in the future. Yuga and Asana, that's what's going on, man. She's pissed. She's like, I can't beat this girl, her ancestor, nothing. She's out here just taking you all the
time. Well, she gets the final laugh because she's beaten down Asuka pretty.
Yeah, but now this is Asana. Now.
Yeah, Asana beat her.
Yeah,
so that'd be crazy.
To Yuga.
Oh God, I can't.
Wow. There's a lot of excitement in the air, man. Not only is Go Rush back 37 days. Holy shit!
Hey, that man sub that much closer.
Oh. That man sub will be laid out now. December 20th, I will say. December 20th, Friday night, we will be live. Probably special start time of about 6:30, because it looks like we're getting an announcement at 8 instead of 10.
So we have to be ready. We have to be
yes.
Live.
So I will make sure everything's ready and good to go.
So announcement at 8, we're getting 8 o'clock's the big.
It looks like the latest news announcement is 8 o'clock. I will confirm that with people, but it looks like it's 8 o'clock
for 5 more hours.
Oh, yeah, it's 3 a.m.
Well, because at 10 o'clock. They're doing Go Rush latest information, so we might get something pertaining to Go Rush at 10 o'clock. And then we'll be live until like 2-3 in the morning, talking, hopefully laughing, hopefully not crying.
Like 6 hours later, what else is there?
What do you mean?
Nothing.
There's everything to say, man.
Discussion
at 3 a.m.
Of course,
you've already been live for almost 9 hours.
You know what? You're right. Special start time of 6 p.m. We're gonna start at 6. I want 2 hours to build and marinate.
You walk into that one,
and then
it doesn't affect me. It's all him,
dude. This is going to be
7:45.
This is the big.
I was at
7:45. I'm showing up at 7:45. I'm leaving at 8:15 as long as everything goes.
Half hour.
The minute they announced the Otis story for 9, I'm 8:02. I'm gone. Goodbye. Have a good night, man. It's good seeing you.
Oh boy. Well, listen, man. I want to thank all of you guys. You guys are incredible. We're going to be back next week with 1:30. If for some reason more episodes come out before Wednesday, we'll combine 1:30 and 1:31. If not, no big deal. We'll still be live talking Yu-Gi-Oh! 1:30, breaking down the Asuka and Nail duel. Now, if you don't want to wait for us, that's fine. You can watch that episode. That episode is out. It's subbed. I encourage you to.
The what duel?
Asuka Nail. Am I wrong?
It's not Nail.
It's not Nail. I am wrong. It's Zion.
You're thinking about some distant ancestor, man.
He's thinking about when the time machine takes place and they're all in the same spot.
I'm thinking about Hot Tub Time Machine,
Have you ever seen that movie?
Yes, in theaters. Don't remember it.
Why?
I just remember there was a bunch of dudes in a hot tub, and then something happened.
He didn't see it.
And then there was a Super
Bowl.
That's
the part you vividly
remember. Didn't one of them bet big on the Super Bowl, but like something changed, and they lost their money?
Yeah, the whole point is they go back, and they're changing all these things, and it doesn't end up improving.
Yeah.
Well, what about Lugal?
You remember the characters' names?
No, Lugal instead of Google, because he invents Google.
Oh.
So he's loaded.
Actually, that's kind of sick.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That goes hard, to be honest.
Fun stuff, man. So we're going to break down that duel next week. Listen, I've got four men to my left that are equally as responsible for this podcast being a thing as I am. I'm so grateful for them. I'm so thankful for them. I'm going to start with Cal. I'm going to let them work their way down the aisle. If they have anything to promote, please, please listen. Check them out. Friday night, Master Duel stream and box break of one of the boxes. Cal, you start, man.
I'm just here so I don't get fined. I'm just going to pass this one along to Nick T.
Jesus, sounds good.
Dude. Oh, man. All right. So I'm not going to promote the Twitch this time because I don't know if or when that's coming back, but it may be. I make music under the name Nameling on all music streaming platforms, Spotify, Apple Music, Tidal, wherever you listen to music. If you or anyone you know does any kind of remixes or anything of the like, EDM or rap, whatever you want it to be, if they want to mash up the songs I have for the album in some kind of way, I have the stems for them and would like to collaborate. So if you or anyone you know is capable of doing that, has a skill set, email me, namelingnj@gmail.com. I would love to share the pieces of the song and make something cool that we could put out together. So stems are like the individual tracks that make up a song, like the vocals by themselves, the guitars by themselves, the drums, etc. So could you can use for all sorts of stuff. And additionally, in the works, I've got some physical media regarding Nameling, whether it be cassettes, vinyl, and shirts in the works. So be on the lookout for that, along with an official album announcement and release date.
Nice.
Awesome.
Very
nice. Yeah, check it out.
Dredd, stream at twitch.tv/Dredgenator. Should be streaming tomorrow. I think, what time did I say? I don't remember. Let's see.
Like 3 o'clock.
Definitely not. It's like 6.
I think you said 11 a.m.
That's Dylan streaming at 11 a.m. probably.
7 a.m.
So,
gotta get up.
6:30 p.m. tomorrow. We're going to do the Pokemon UU Fire Red ROM hack.
Yeah.
Nice, I think. So come out for that. It'll be fun.
Cool. Follow him.
Yeah.
I have a YouTube channel, Clueless Gamers. There'll be a new episode of my NFL football podcast called First and 10. I do it with my friend Brian on Saturday, so you can go over there and check that out if you're interested. I'll be over on Super Deep Rod, Dylan's Twitch channel, tomorrow night.
Yes.
8 p.m. EST, Chapter 3, Life is Strange, Double Exposure. Man, what a twist we had as a, I won't spoil it for anyone, that we had as a cliffhanger to end chapter 2.
Whoa.
I am so excited.
I can't
wait. It's been so annoying that I had to wait a week to get back into the game. So I cannot wait. You do not want to miss that. Please come check that out. And, of course, as always, follow me on Twitter, PeeperCarol21.
I do have to apologize because after chapter 2, we had a discussion.
I know. Oh, you're going to wait. I saw you already play past that.
I know.
Did
I'm sorry.
The whole game?
I did.
Yeah.
I got so
enthralled. It was
enthralled.
Very predictable.
I know.
I have your notification.
I got
see
so
when you got
enthralled.
Went, yep, that's gone.
I'll tell you, man, great game. I cannot wait for you to play
Can
it.
Can you talk to me about it but still not spoil
Absolutely.
The chapters?
And I will say, chapter 4 and 5, I did in about 3 hours. They were
together.
Short. Yes.
Okay, so they're a lot short.
I think maybe next Thursday, if you can get here
it.
At 7, maybe you do both. I think it's not a bad idea.
I'm going to have to come up with a new game.
Yeah, well, we'll
figure have the
it
week
out.
Break for Thanksgiving.
Yes, but I think you should get it done before Thanksgiving. Yeah. Yeah.
Pete, you can always play Fortnite.
That's true.
I meant like if you don't have a game to play yet.
You can get the M&M's Rap God machine.
That'd
be something.
Yeah, that would be something.
But yeah, that's all that's going on in my world.
You know, it's so funny. Snipe Down said he's in rugby, and you're welcome. There is another person on this channel who I know watches. Shout out to them; they know who they are. That is like plays like rugby, like in like
good
the
sport.
Top league
in
America.
What?
So I know that now there's two people that play competitive rugby that like watch this channel, which is awesome.
It is
such a fascinating sport.
It's very
physical.
Now Russo played it right in high school.
No.
Matt Bodai.
Actually,
yeah,
I did.
Yeah,
I did.
Yeah.
That's not the same person.
Those are two different people.
That's not the same
there
person.
There are kids who went to high school that had a
and also didn't the women in the Olympics this year have a huge
bronze.
American women had a huge upset.
Yeah, bro.
Won
yeah.
it in the last second.
Yep.
Let's
I remember watching
Let's
that.
Go.
It was someone
Rugby's
who was
fun.
Really good.
I also watched Matt Galaxy, our friend from Aussie Land, plays the rugby
Love
game,
man,
and so I've learned rugby through him. So anyway,
you can learn a thing or two.
Rugby's cool.
I remember one day we were watching him, I think eating dinner, we were watching him play the
yes.
rugby game in the
Nerd!
Living room.
Yeah, he's great. I love Matt. I've been friends with him for 10 years. Let me tell you something. Snipe Down 71, seriously. Thank you so much for the generous donation. To everybody who donated and super chatted, became a channel member, thank you. Thank you to Pete Dredge, Nick T, and Cal as well. This has been Talking Yu-Gi-Oh! Crazy 8's episode 129, Family Ties. We'll see you next week for 130. Thank you for watching, and I hope you have
an amazing day.
Take care, guys. Have a great night.